Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Sorry about that little phone call you heard over the end of that last song. Kind of fit in. You got a behind-the-scenes look at what's going on in the news team. But that was Stormzy with Know Me From, and it's obviously a very literature-heavy tune, that one. Obviously easily related to reading novels. Maybe not. Maybe that's not your first thought, but actually it is. And Jenna's here to tell us why.
Ah, I can totally tell you why, Morena Sam. This morning I'm reviewing or talking about William Rafet Hunter's Sunstruck. So this is a debut novel, and William Hunter, they are a novelist from Manchester. They are an ER doctor and also the winner of the Mercury Prize, and this book was published on Mercury. So this imprint is Stormzy's imprint on Penguin, which is incredible.
I bet you didn't know that.
Or
maybe,
I know.
Maybe you did, but if you didn't, you're like, what? Your brain's exploding right now.
I certainly didn't. And so the Mercury Prize is was designed or set up to discover unpublished and underrepresented writers aged 16 to 30 from the UK and the Republic of Ireland. So I think Hunter is a very deserved winner of this prize.
So that is wild. So this is their first novel, debut novel, Sunstruck it's called, and they're an ER doctor as well?
I know, just, you know.
Come on, give us a break. Stop achieving so highly, mate. So what's the book about?
Okay, so we have a main character. He's unnamed, but a similar demographic to the author. So he's Jamaican British, you know, grew up in the north, and he grew up in outer London in this book, in a place called Tooting, and spent a lot of time growing up with his grandmother. Because his mum was unwell, and he joins his university friend Lily at her family's chateau in the south of France. They're really close friends at university, go to parties together, but he soon realises they come from completely different backgrounds. He's soon just swept away within her family's wealthy circle, their weird traditions and their seemingly carefree existence. But most importantly, he's drawn into the sphere of Felix, who's Lily's older brother, who's very arrogant and, again, seemingly carefree and quite theatrical guy. So we have this setup of this really Saltburn-esque narrative, which I can see we're looking at Saltburn style in The Guardian up on your screen there, which is such an obvious reference. And I was listening to a podcast with William, and he was saying, yeah, I just handed him my draft and that movie came out, which must be so annoying.
I mean, that means you're on the zeitgeist, you know?
Exactly.
All that means is that you're part of the zeitgeist. Doesn't mean that you're copying anybody.
No, and you think of things like Brideshead Revisited, and so it's that kind of setup. And so you have this, there's a hint of blood in the opening chapter, this family holiday, you're in France, and there's these very visceral references. So it's super sun-soaked. It's called Sunstruck, and that is for a reason. The heat sears through this novel. But there's always this kind of, like, acids seeping through into the glare. But the great thing about this book is that it really moves beyond that Saltburn reference. So we probably about a third of the way in, move back to London, and a relationship has formed between Felix and our unnamed character. But it's all on Felix's terms. There's this power dynamic that is so obvious throughout the book, but it's sort of, you're not really sure who's benefiting the most. And our main character is really just drawn into this family. Like, he's benefiting as well, and he's exoticized by the siblings and the parents. But you kind of feel like the whole time he's interchangeable with someone else.
It sounds a little bit like that rich family from The White Lotus first season as well. I don't know if that's a reference everybody understands, but that is the vibe.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is so fun to read, right?
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, it's bloody freezing. Bloody freezing in Auckland today. Yeah. And this is like, and while you're looking at like Instagram pictures of people in Europe, this is the pool you can dip into.
But it's way better to get off Instagram and read a book to have that experience.
Oh, that's a whole lot. Yeah, exactly. So, so we have strong themes of masculinity throughout this book, sexuality, belonging, and also in the background of this is and like beyond the Negronis and never-ending kind of druggy party vibes, there's this political shift happening, like of Black Lives Matter starting in America but then reverberating into the UK. And what's really one of my favourite parts of this book is the narrator's relationship with his friend Jazz, who has a similar background to him, and she's like this voice of reason throughout it, and their dialogue is so comfortable, and you see him turning into himself as he steps in between these two worlds, and when he goes home and visits his Jamaican grandmother, and the comfort within that, and then the uncomfortable space of the rich family's background, the Blakes, that's what they're called. So there's elements of lots of other references in this book. There's a book that I read last year called Caledonian Road by Andrew O'Hagan. I feel like that class, the investigation of class structure fits within that, and there's this level of class that is untouchable in terms of what you can get away with. And so I love seeing this through this main character's eyes. Yeah. I have a fun fact about this book as well.
Let's hear it. Another fun fact.
my colleague George was living in London in lockdown, and he got a... him and William were meant to go on a date.
Whoa.
But then COVID happened. And oh, so we're man. Just... Now that this book's in the shop, we're just constantly talking about what could have happened if it wasn't for COVID.
Oh, my God.
He could be the husband of a doctor by now. A doctor and author.
I mean, that is... You win some, you lose some. You know.
I know.
You know. I mean, that is incredible. That's an incredible fun fact.
I know, we're telling everyone. And on the front cover as well, who the cover quote saying it's twisty and compelling is from our very own Rebecca K. Riley, author of Greta and Valden. So, and I know she only quotes things. She doesn't quote just anything.
No, there's no way she'd have her name on the front of that if she didn't believe in that those things.
Exactly.
So this is a novel called Sunstruck by William Raffett Hunter. It's the debut novel out now.
On the shelf. Oh. It's Waterstone's first book pick at the moment. It's $38. And George can tell you more and maybe show you some Instagram pictures
now we're talking.
Prove his story.
That's what we're talking about. That's the real... I mean, if there's any other reason to go into a shop, I don't know what it is. Go in and get this book from Time Out Bookstore in the Mount Eden shops. It's been there forever, and it's a lovely little place to go and visit any time this week, I would say, and pick this up. Thank you so much, Jenna, for coming in and telling us about Sunstruck. Sounds like a great read. Sounds like a really good take me back to summer read.
Exactly, and that's what we need.
That's what we all need right now, because, God, we're in the pits right now. We're in the trenches slugging away.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you, Jenna.
That was Loose Reads.